This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The process of redrawing Colorado's state legislative districts has taken another step forward. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the commission has new maps to consider based on public input and final census data.
The maps were created by nonpartisan staff. Commissioners can vote to accept them, or, and this is more likely, they will debate numerous changes and ask for new versions. These draft maps would solidify Democratic control of the legislature, but not necessarily give them any more seats than they have now. The maps also somewhat address Latino advocates' concerns by slightly increasing how many House and Senate districts have 30% or more Hispanic residents, although the total number still falls short of what some groups want to see. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Amazon plans to add 2,200 employees in Colorado Springs to work at its new fulfillment center, sorting center, and delivery stations. The Gazette reports the additional workers are part of a statewide hiring effort by the company, which includes 2,700 new employees in the Denver area. The paper says Amazon already employs more than 16,000 people statewide, many already in the Colorado Springs area. Pay starts at $15 an hour. Colorado seniors now have the permanent ability to renew their driver's licenses online. They can do that now under a temporary pandemic-era executive order, but the new state law allows it in perpetuity. Derek Kuhn is with the Division of Motor Vehicles.
It's really kind of a common sense law, especially during the pandemic, because it helps keep some of our vulnerable Coloradans out of the offices, out of the way of potential infections, and allows them to get the driver license services that they need.
More than 130,000 elderly Coloradans have renewed their licenses online since the pandemic started. For Metro Denver, mostly sunny skies today, possible rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon. In Aurora, it's 56 degrees. This is C.